All right, so this is the next day for the It's an Honor book. I got a little sidetracked with work, so I didn't get as much writing done as I'd want, so I did stay up a little later, which was not smart, but I did want to get more written down. So I think I wrote, it transitioned from one day to the next, so it kind of erased my progress. So I think I did about 1,000 words, so maybe a little more, a little less. But I got a little sidetracked. I realized I couldn't just zip ahead to him winning the award. I needed a little bit more preamble. So basically I wrote the Hugo Kennedy character, who's the guy is going to end up shooting Jack, a little bit more of them interacting. I made him like a huge jerk, but I also made Jack a huge fan of him. And so he's like, at first he's like, ah, it's so cool, he's talking to me. And then he's like being a bit of a jerk, like a blot a bit. I mean, not like, I don't want him to be like, I hate you, I'm gonna go crazy in like 5 seconds crazy, but like I made him an irritating and like really pretentious and not pretentious, but like just unpleasant. And so it makes Jack unfan of him for a little bit, and him and his wife get to have like a little like cute little ribbing of Hugo. So that I wrote that, and then I got all the way up to them announcing the award. So at the moment I had a bunch of fake people in the audience, and it felt like it didn't have any weight. So I'm not sure. I replaced all the fake people besides the main characters with real celebrities at the moment. So when I reread it, if it seems weird, or as I write, if I don't end up doing a lot more of that, I might take it out. I can't tell if it'll be silly or like appear, because I know when I read it and there's real people in a story, like real, like Kevin Costner's there, Meryl Streep's there, it helps, because it's just, you know Meryl Streep is famous, you don't have to explain it. If I made up, you know, Mary Smith, you know, and then you have to explain Mary Smith is really famous, and then it gets clunky, because you just want to be like, look, Meryl Streep and George Clooney over there, and everyone knows, like, oh, that's exciting. But like, if I had to be like, Mary Smith and Jim Jones are over there, then you need to be like, and they're really famous, and everyone would be like, okay. So I mean, it's at the moment it's just shorthand. We'll see if it reads weird or clunky. I'm not doing a lot more of that. It's going to be, that was just kind of to get context. So I got all the way up to them announcing the nominees. I did use two real people in the nominees, made fake movies, which was harder than I thought. They always sound stupid, so I did a little research. I found people who would like, I wish they made this movie, so I kind of did that, and then I made up movies that seemed kind of obviously Oscar bait movies. So hopefully they're not too dumb. Coming up with titles for those was harder than I thought. So I got those. I wanted it alphabetically, so I wanted the Hobbs, Jack Hobbs and Hugo Kennedy to be near each other, and so I had Andrew Garfield, so there was another name before it, and then I forget who the last person was. Oh, Mark Ruffalo. So just so that just there was some alphabetical, there wasn't any real thought put into it at the moment. And then so I got all the way up to that. So that's when I had to go to sleep. So I did a little bit of research, like how do they announce the nominee. I picked Julianne Moore as the person that gave it out, because she seemed nice. Let's see if I change that. I usually had a fake person at the beginning, so we'll see. I might change it back to a fake person. Yeah, so I got all the way up to them saying the nominees. That was it. So I got a little bit of interaction between Hugo and, Jack. I had a little interaction between those two guys, and then transitioned into the award giving out. So it seemed like, I think I'm at like 5,000 words, and they haven't gotten shot yet, so I feel like that's, you know, like 20 pages. I feel like that's about right. I don't want to get too much. I think I want to get to the action, because it's starting to drag a bit. So I don't like writing it. That'll probably show. I mean, it's not like it's crummy. It's just that it's not part of the plot, so it's all just kind of fluff at the beginning. It's fun fluff, but it's not exciting fluff. So in the next series, there's no reason that... Okay, so basically what the next thing is that they're going to announce the winner. Jack's not supposed to win because he assumes there's this guy who's going to be, I guess, like, in my head, kind of a, like, Gary Oldman, Leonardo DiCaprio type, where he's honored and he's been nominated a bunch of times and he's in a good movie and people are just going to give it to him kind of thing. So he's assuming he's not going to win. He kind of hopes he wasn't going to win. And then, so he's assuming that there's a couple people ahead of him that would win in front of him. And then when he wins, he's surprised. So I don't want that to go on forever because I feel like that'll be really dull. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So that'll be fairly quick, you know, like a, wow, I won. That's so exciting. And then he goes up. I did start this in a little preamble. So basically he's going to go up. He's going to start his speech. And the speech is not going to go on very long, maybe 30 seconds. Not long. So enough to get a speech going, but not enough to, like, have to write the whole speech. I don't want to write a whole speech. And then, so hopefully within the next 1,000 words, he's been shot at. And then I'm doing it first person, so really I can't do a ton of explaining what's going on. I'll have to do a bit of that. I think that'll be shown because it's gonna be live TV. So kind of the part of it is that it would be on like YouTube and on TV all the time. So he'll eventually see it a bunch of times. So that's gonna be part of the plot actually, is that he's gonna have to have seen himself getting shot a bunch of times. So actually we'll probably explain exactly what happens not that soon afterwards. So that should be the next chunk of writing. I think that would be where I'd be next. So we'll see how that goes tomorrow. All right. See you tomorrow. Okay, bye.